Sweet Liar by Jude Devereaux. Read by Mel Harris.
Louisville, Kentucky, 1991. Why would my father do this to me? I thought he loved me. Samantha Elliott stared at her father's lawyer. 3 hours before, she had stood by her father's grave and watched with hot, dry eyes as they lowered his coffin into the ground. She was only 28 years old, yet she had already seen more death than most people experience in a lifetime. She was the only one left now. Both her parents were gone, her grandparents were gone, and Richard, her husband, might as well be dead, for she'd received the final divorce papers on the day her father died. Samantha, your father did love you. It's because he loved you that he made this request of you in his will. Pulling a ring of keys from his pocket, the attorney put them on the desk. These are the keys to your father's apartment in New York. If you need anything else, please let me know. Samantha? She nodded, but she didn't turn around when she heard him leave. She was tempted to walk away from the entire deal. She could support herself. But if she didn't do what her father wanted, she would lose all the money he'd left. If she were careful, her inheritance would make her financially independent for the rest of her life. But for some reason, her father had decided that before she could have the money, she had to spend a year in New York looking through musty old files in the hope of finding some trace of her grandmother, who had walked out on her family when Samantha was 8 months old.